listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast.
Shut up. My time has come, and that's the bottom line.
With your hosts, Aljon and Steven.
I've been the best ever since day one when I walked into this company.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast, for a weekly look into the world of professional wrestling.
I'm going to reach out right now. I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand.
Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast.
I always try to do what's best for business.
Have a question or just want to comment? Leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792.
Or how about a Y2J telling you to shut the hell up?
And now, Pro Wrestling Cast.
Welcome everybody back to Pro Wrestling Cast, your weekly dose of pro wrestling news and commentary. I'm your host, Aljon Go. Steven Anthony here. This is our post-WrestleMania brief show. And
Hey man, what's going on?
Well, Undertaker's back.
Is WrestleMania still on?
It's WrestleMania. Oh my god. That was like 17-hour long WrestleMania.
That was really long.
That was insanely long. So, really quick, let's figure out what all happened. You want to do a quick rundown here?
I know that Roman.
What are your highlights? What are your highlights of the show? The girls can come in and they can talk to you if they want.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway. He doesn't even want to talk.
Oh no! I'm really excited. Roman Reigns won. He's a great wrestler. And,
this is what happens when you do a show, and we attempted to do
the show
a live lab.
It's just for the entire show, but that's
a long time.
If you'd have done it from the Kalisto Ryback match, now it'd have been 7 hours. I mean, guys, that show was really long. Okay, that was really a long show, and I understand bigger is better.
If you paid your money to get there, you would have gotten your money's worth. I think.
You know what? I'll say it though. They pulled it off. They pulled it off against all odds. They pulled it off. Reigns kind of they pulled it off. They got their storyline despite the crowd. The Smarks can say what they want, but I told y'all. He's going to do what the fuck he wants to do. Shane was a hard gun, so Undertaker's going to go over. Reigns is going to go over. But they threw in enough fun undercard matches that had shitloads of cool finishes and different finishes we weren't expecting in cool spots, along with celebrities like Shaq, and then The Rock and Cena came out. They added so much extra stuff that they said, okay, and if you don't mind, we're going to put Roman Reigns over, and Shane's going to do one big bump, and good night.
Well, so it worked. Really quick, they did go over their attendance record, claiming over 100,000 in attendance.
It was definitely their biggest attendance ever. I'll definitely believe that.
Now, that was a claim, but you know, I'm okay with that. I think
there's a lot of people in there.
Now we're not going to talk about the pre-show. We're going to talk about all that other stuff down the road. But let's go ahead really quick.
Go ahead.
The icy match.
Great.
Owen, Zayn, Ziggler, Ryder, Sin Cara, Miz, Stardust, and how about that? Once again, great Stardust got the polka dot hard times outfit, you know, on.
Sin Cara looked great.
Sin Cara, all kinds of new ring gear, but the surprise twist that I didn't see coming, because I thought our predictions were pretty spot on for NXT TakeOver, was Zack Ryder getting the woo 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 woo, you know it win.
The smart money said he was going to win at the last second. I couldn't believe what I was reading on my phone. I didn't believe it, and then when he won, I'm like, geez, who is this secret guy? Big, well-kept. I don't know if it was a well-kept secret. It was just a last-second decision to throw everybody off. It was actually pretty cool.
A great package for AJ Styles versus Jericho. By the way, I did like the Zack Ryder thing. I don't know what that happens to Mojo Rawley. I don't know if he's in trouble or not, but in NXT.
Hopefully.
But
hopefully Mojo Rawley's fired.
Notice that Jericho had GOAT written on the back of his tights.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How about them apples?
It's interesting. AJ's match was great with Jericho. We were watching that match with Mr. Nixon, And he was upset at the very end of it because he thought it wasn't a solid, crisp finishing move. And I think other than that very slight thing, that match was maybe the best on the show.
In my top three, for sure.
I have to rewatch the card now, if you can believe me saying something like
that. Yeah, Jericho defeats Styles 1705. Kingston, Big E, Xavier Woods out of their big box of booty-os. And we had Sheamus, Rusev, Del Rio, and King Barrett. League of Nations defeating New Day in 950. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. It was really just there to set up. Again, Shawn Michaels' abs, I can't even tell you, you know.
Yeah, the very end was really the
I was very nearly getting guy cramps.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. So, guy cramps, really? Guy cramps?
Nope. Okay. No, it wouldn't happen. And then, you know, I also thought it was, you know, to see Steve Austin do something physical, pretty rare.
Yeah, pretty cool. I think that was definitely one that I really enjoyed, is seeing all those guys out there, you know, performing, doing what they're going to do.
I heard they were going to get the New Day over big as baby faces with it. They just made them look stupider than ever. Not stupider than ever, but they jobbed. And then Xavier got... You know, Stone Cold and him are obviously funny, and I get it, but, like, how many times does Shawn Michaels go over young guys? My God.
I know.
Until it ends, there is no end.
Yeah, I think that was quite interesting, but it was great to see all three of those. Street Fight, Ambrose, Lesnar.
Good, about what I thought it would be. You know, Ambrose, I realize it taps out at a certain level of match, and he can't go past it. It's, you know, the Seth Rollins match he had at Extreme Rules. Probably the best match I've seen him in was with Triple H in the title match the other night, a few weeks ago, on the Saturday Night Show, whatever it was called, and Roadblock, and fuck it's called. And this match was good. The released German suplex looks crisper than ever. Ambrose is kind of lighting his feet on this. It was a fine match. Lesnar needed a win. I would say hesitantly I was let down a hair.
The women's match, I really dug. Banks,
very good.
Lynch, Charlotte retaining with the brand new belt that Lita was to debut earlier in the kickoff show. And
big thing, man.
I think this match, to me, may edge out my Jericho match.
I'll have to rewatch. It's very possible. When you have that much talent in the ring, it's very possible. Charlotte had a bigger moment tonight than perhaps Ric Flair's ever had. That's kind of an amazing thought. She wins the belt. It's the new belt called the women's belt. It's got a new look to it. And then fireworks go off around the whole thing. I don't think Ric Flair's ever had a moment quite like that, except for perhaps his retirement. But this is a definitely bigger crowd. Charlotte won. And it started off a new era, or continued one, I should say. So it's kind of surreal to think she could
really
have
is.
That.
It really is. I mean, once again, we talked about how a year ago the women's division was being set ablaze with all those NXT upstarts coming in to Raw to contribute to Raw, and we're looking at the fruits of that right now. And once again, as convoluted as it was, I'm glad it made it there, the biggest stage of them all, and Charlotte getting her big moment with all the pyro.
The pretty beautiful moment that was one of big mark out moment for you too, I know.
Yeah, it was a good moment. Hell in a Cell.
Well, you know, I didn't like the punches, but that's always the case. Well, the match was fine. It was very long.
Undertaker and Shane goes about 30 minutes. Is that what you said?
I read it was 30 minutes. I can't believe that's what happened. But that sounds right. And, well,
Shane broke it off in the ring.
Hey, does your boy let you down with the spot?
No, absolutely not.
Shane McMahon ain't going to let you down.
No, Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon ain't let me down yet.
I told you, he's not a choke artist. So
Shane McMahon don't let you down.
No, Shane was great. So definitely a thumbs up. A highlight, not necessarily a great match, but once again, two great guys in the ring, leaving it all in there. I thought it was a great effort.
Yeah.
Here's a second surprise of the night for me. Baron Corbin gets entered into the over-the-top Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Good move.
And along with Baron Corbin, you had Tatanka, who was in there. I guess my music really helped, right, from the last podcast?
Yes, he was heavily influenced. They were heavily influenced
by that. They must have listened. And DDP also in there for the legend.
I did see Mr. DDP and Joker.
Got a few cool things. And then I'm trying to think of
Shaq was in there. Shaq was in there. How could we forget them? Now, that was just sort of like that, wow, okay moment. If they would have done this 10 years ago, it would have been a little bit more, whatever, newsworthy.
Oh, he but is you know the host what? Of his own podcast on Podcast One, you know.
I did not know that. But I will tell you that, you know, he played for basketball for LSU, so that makes him cool with me no matter what.
Oh, there you go. So, you know, interesting stuff right there. Now, also, in another big surprise of the night, The Rock comes out announcing the attendance and then getting an impromptu match against the Wyatt family. Eric Rowan in particular.
That was quite interesting.
So Eric Rowan was a sacrificial ram of tonight instead of lamb.
Stratified water is the best way I'd describe that. I mean, Cena came out, Rock did a 6-second match. The crowd was excited. He cut a great promo. The Cracker Barrel, the Hot Pockets. He looked like he'd been smoking bongs for 8 days. He's the best promo.
Yeah. I mean, literally, no doubt. I mean, how many other corporate things he can do? He'll be the corporate spokesperson, not only for Under Armour, but for Hot Pockets and Cracker Barrel. That would be trending worldwide, you know. And The Rock will probably have free Cracker Barrel the rest of his life.
He should get free Cracker Barrel for all that he's done for all of us.
You see a Brinks truck of Hot Pockets.
But you know what? It was a WrestleMania moment. It was exciting. So you got Shawn Michaels, Mick Foley, John Cena, The Rock, Steve Austin. You know, we got all of that.
Yeah, Then last but not least, before we let you go, Steven, you know, a really good match, Triple H and Roman Reigns. Once again, you said something that was really telling about how they're basically ignoring the crowd.
Well, basically the idea was that they wanted to, do a match like Triple H does when he's a heel who's putting over a babyface, and damn it, they did it. Yep. We're doing the match, and the crowd was worn out. The crowd was like, oh my God, they'd seen 6+ hours
That's a lot.
Of wrestling, and they did boo a lot, and they cheered every time Triple H kicked him in the dick, but it didn't matter. They did their finish. The crowd did have a baby face pop. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I saw it live. There was a baby face pop because there's a baby face pop when there's a title change at the end of a long show. And plus, the show's over and you get to go home.
Yeah.
People are going to say that this and that and this and that. Look, I saw the match. I know they don't like Roman Reigns, but he's going to be the champion.
Yeah.
Just like John Cena was. John Cena was champion 2005 to now. That's 10 years.
Yeah.
Get used to it. You don't have to love the main event. They got 9 matches on the fucking every show.
That's right.
I never loved The Rock as champion. He'd have a match with The Undertaker. I was like, oh, this is boring, but I'm just sitting here. I want to watch Kurt Angle. I want to watch Y2J, whatever it is, or the Hardys, or APA, who I was a big mark for. That's what they're doing. This has happened for a long time.
Yeah, I vote Miz for great ring rope. That rope was a magnificent.
Miz looked nice.
And Chris Jericho with a new light-up jacket. I thought that was great.
Charlotte Flair had
the great rope. Hey,
a lot of people brought it with the rope. At least
New Day were looking like they're straight out of Dragon Ball Z with a
beautiful video game outfit. It looked beautiful. Like
so, really quick, top 3 matches on the card for you.
AJ Styles, Jericho, Charlotte against Sasha, and...
I see ladder match. There you go. Same goes for me.
The main events are all fine. There was nothing wrong with any main event.
MVP for WrestleMania weekend, and you mentioned this, I think would have to go to Sami Zayn.
I was going to say Sami Zayn.
Or Shane McMahon. Did Shane McMahon save WrestleMania?
No, WrestleMania was awesome. He saved the build. He saved the build to WrestleMania because he gave it something exciting. Some kind of spark. You know what, dude? They pulled it off with despite all the injuries. Mm-hmm. The Rock was there. Roman Reigns won the belt.
The Legends were there.
Ambrose had the belt. The Legends were there. Stan Hansen's there. I mean, they threw everything they could possibly throw into it. A lot of guys were hurt, but they pulled it off.
And it had an opportunity for other guys to step up and deliver.
And that's what's cool about guys like Stardust and Sin Cara. You know, who we really haven't seen very much at all, and especially woo-woo-woo guy, whatever the fuck his name is.
Zack Ryder.
The new Intercontinental Champion.
Well, I think a couple other things to note. Not only was it Sting mentioning he's retiring, but I think we'll see Mark Henry officially retire on SmackDown Raw.
That would be pretty cool, and I think that might be a good stage to do it on. You know, I'm anxious to see tomorrow night. There's all kind of interesting stuff going on.
Yeah, by the way, Sin Cara's wings are reminiscent of the Dallas logo for WrestleMania with the big wings and things. So I just thought I'd mention that. But anyway, Steven, thank you so much. It's been a marathon broadcast.
Who knows if any of the other stuff we did earlier is going to actually survive. We'll have to see. But at least you're getting this show. So anyway, follow Dr. Deathmark, follow P Wrestling Cast, ProWrestlingCast.com, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, all those great things. Don't forget to tuck your head.
And support the Elite Bullet Club.
Yes, the Elite.
The real main event.
Thanks for checking out Pro Wrestling Cast. If you've got a question or comment, leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792. Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast, or email us at ProWrestlingCast@gmail.com.
It's still real to me, damn it!
The opinions and ideas presented in these podcasts are those of Pro Wrestling Cast and are for entertainment purposes.
You're awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Fuck, for saying what needed to be said.